Kristen, let's play the literal movie title game.
I love this game.
This is one of your favorite games, I know. And I'm afraid
we talk about this game all the time, but we never play it on air, and we should.
I'm afraid that you're going to beat me badly in this game.
Really?
But let's go, and you take. Well, let's just go back and forth. Name a few. Name our favorite literal, self-explanatory movie titles. Well, you go first.
Obviously, we have to start with the creme de la creme, Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane.
Which really should have been called Mother Snakes on a Mother Plane. Plane Snakes. But sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
You shouldn't have done that. All right. I'll go next. Shark Night 3D.
Oh, it's a night with sharks and it's in 3D.
Right.
Excellent, excellent. I'm gonna take us all the way back to one of our favorite movies from our youth. We've talked about this, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay, all right. Literal movie title.
It's about Ferris Bueller and his day off.
That's right. Okay. And your favorite, your recent favorite, We Bought a Zoo.
I just love that one.
That's a good one, right? What do you think happens in that movie?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea. Another one that I just love.
All right.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes, also a good one.
Excellent, yes.
Okay. RoboCop.
Oh, he's a robot and a cop.
I think that counts as a literal movie title.
That counts. How about this? The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Another good one. All right, Cowboys and Aliens.
Excellent. It's about cowboys
and aliens.
Yes. What about Take the Money and Run?
Which is the Woody Allen film?
The Woody Allen movie. I'm taking it back. Do you think that counts?
I don't know if that one quite counts. I mean, it gives you an idea. It gives you an idea, but it's not
it's
like
all about how he takes the money and runs. He's a
petty
thief.
But you can't tell it's a comedy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure that one counts.
Okay.
As opposed to say The Exorcist.
Oh, you know what that's about.
Right. You know what that's about. Probably not a comedy.
It might be about an exorcist. Yeah. and I also want to point out here, since you're pointing out that you don't think Take the Money and Run necessarily counts.
Okay.
You know, the longer movie title, I was falling into that trap because I was putting together a list. Just because it's a longer movie title doesn't mean it's a literal movie title. For example, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Right.
It's kind of about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Right.
But it's really just a remake of The Taming of the Shrew.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Anywho, we've let this game go on quite a while.
We could keep going.
We could play all day. We could. And I know why you're bringing this up.
Do you?
Yes. Because there is another literal movie titled movie.
Yes.
That's out today.
That's right.
It's called Man on a Ledge.
Have you seen the posters for it?
You know what it shows? It shows a man on a ledge.
With
a giant title above him that says, Man on a Ledge.
That's right.
But you know what? Before we start talking about that, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
We have a man on a ledge.
Do you want me to do the plot summary?
And you better, because we might not know what it's
I'm
actually
not sure.
About.
I'm not sure you're going to be able to explain this one, Kristen.
I'm not very good at this.
There's this man. All right. Seriously, I'll try to be serious about this. We've got Sam Worthington. We've got Sam Worthington as a man who steps out onto the ledge of a high rise in Manhattan.
And I do have to point out, just in case you don't understand, Kira Sedgwick, who plays a hard-nosed street reporter,
at
one point with her crew, films a stand-up, as they call it. She's standing out in front of the building, and she says, "There is a man on a ledge."
That is after. I want to point out, the cop picks up the phone and says, "We got a man on a ledge."
Oh, that's right. And there's also the woman on the street who's screaming and pointing.
Yes. Yes.
Man. No, look up there. There's a man. Guess where he is.
Guess. Well, of course, it turns out that he's not actually a potential suicide. He is a former cop, a convicted felon who's been wrongly convicted of a diamond heist. And he's trying to prove his innocence with an elaborate scheme that involves two helpers, one of which is Jamie Bell, who are trying to break into a vault and find the original diamond that he supposedly stole, and Ed Harris as David Englander, who is the ruthless business tycoon real estate magnate who we are pretty sure set up the whole thing in the first place. That's the basic, that's the more complicated version of the title. Very complicated.
But mostly it's about a man.
He's on that ledge.
On the ledge.
For much of that film, he is.
But as we were just on the takeaway, and I was also saying, I thought the title was not 100% literal because I really
You felt that was not truth in advertising?
I thought it should have been called Several Men and One Woman on a Ledge as well as One Other Woman in a Bra. Because
that's right.
There is this one other woman whose only purpose in the whole movie is just to be kind of scantily clad.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And for her bra to be showing the whole movie.
Yeah, she's the kind of sexy street chick.
Yeah.
She's Genesis Rodriguez. She's part of the Diamond Heist team.
Yes.
And as she is squeezing herself into the cat suit, sort of jumping around for maximum jiggle potential, Jamie Bell, who is her, you know, kind of, again, Irish street tough boyfriend, says, "You're moving artwork, girl." One of my favorite lines from the film. Moving artwork. I'm going to try that on my wife later on tonight.
Yeah, do it. Do it. She'll love that.
I'm sure she will.
You should just bring home a cat suit for her, too.
I should. That's a good idea.
So what did you think about this movie?
Well, I had to write my review of this film a day or two ago. And I sat down at my computer and I just couldn't even think of anything to say about this movie. There is so little of interest that's happening in this film. I've explained the plot. You know, it's just to me, it was a really, really tedious, tedious thriller. And I do want to say it is a pretty good title. I mean, you look at that title and you think, yeah, I'll go see that. Man on a Ledge. I'm in. But I just felt the film was so dull. The characters are complete cardboard. And I think there's also a lot of really bad casting in this film, starting with Sam Worthington, who I think is just not that interesting. It's not a very interesting character, to be fair to him. The ex-cop convicted felon guy trying to prove his innocence. Pretty boring stuff. Elizabeth Banks plays Detective Mercer, who is the woman who's going to try and talk him down off the ledge, but eventually begins to realize that there may be more to his story.
Also has that weird accent. A bunch of them have really weird accents in
yeah,
this movie.
Yeah, yes, right.
And I don't know what they're supposed to be. If they're all supposed to be Bronx accents?
Yeah, the New Yorker type, toughy type accents. You know?
And none of them sound right.
None of them sound right. And Elizabeth Banks, I think, does not... You really cannot see her as the world-weary, pill-popping detective. I just don't think she fits the bill.
And you can see her as a scantily clad woman being woken up in the morning wearing no bra, though.
That I could see pretty well.
Yeah, which they show us very clearly.
Yes, they do. I made a note of that, in fact, in my notes, as I recall. But, you know, I was waiting and waiting for the film to kind of kick into gear, but it's really clumsily directed. It's a lot of cross-cutting between the ledge and all the other things that are going on, the diamond heist, Ed Harris and his suite having a little party and cackling evilly to himself while he drinks some champagne.
You're making it sound awesome. I just want to go out and see it again.
You want to see it again. You actually found this tolerable, this film. Is that right?
I guess I thought the cliches were hilarious. I thought the New Yorkers who misbehave, much like the taking of Pelham 123.
Okay.
New York movies where the real New Yorkers get to actually be characters and just yell s***.
You mean the people down on the street were the onlookers.
Yeah, where they just get to yell crap left and right.
Right,
and I just love that. I think that's great. It just captures the personality of our city and our great citizens here. But I also just... I thought you don't go into a movie called Man on a Ledge looking for really complex characterizations or storylines that are truly, multi-layered. What you're really looking for is a man on a ledge.
which you get,
and more than one of him.
Yeah, okay.
And then just a good time. That's fine. I don't need anything else. I need maybe some explosions. Maybe somebody jumping off of a ledge. I'm not going to say if anyone does jump off of a ledge.
Okay.
Maybe I need some dumb lines. I need those people pointing out, look, there's a man on a ledge. I love all that.
Well,
I love it all. And then I love those stupid over-the-top moments, like you said, Ed Harris cackling.
Yeah.
Or the woman who wears the bra, Genesis.
Rodriguez, yeah.
Rodriguez.
I hope I have her name right there. Yeah.
Her stupid costume changes. Hilarious and stupid.
How she breaks into Spanish every now and then, especially when she's angry.
When she's being sassy.
Right.
She's just not going to take it anymore. None of your nonsense, white boy. And then, you know, there are certain points where she's like licking diamonds and then dropping them into glasses of whiskey and then taking them out and licking diamonds.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah.
It's just so over the top. In a way, it's almost what I really enjoy about the Austin Powers movies, only it's not an Austin Powers movie. It's actually just a really silly.
Only not supposed to be funny.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
It's,
all right.
It's just so dumb, but so stupidly enjoyable. I think it's stupidly enjoyable.
Okay. I'll tell you. I thought the film was really, really crudely assembled and so clumsily done and so... just the building blocks of the film are so transparent. I kept thinking to myself, this movie feels like some – which – then this happens in Hollywood. This movie feels like someone came up with a title and, I want to say, a pretty good one, and then said, get me a script, and found someone to write a script around this title. Now
– well, I commend that person.
Now here's a fact about the screenwriter that you may not know. This fact makes me think that my theory may be true. The screenwriter, I don't know quite how to pronounce his name, Pablo F. Finivis, maybe? It's a very unusual last name. Is a ghostwriter, as a professional ghostwriter, and his most famous credit would be If I Did It, the O.J. Simpson semi-confessional.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes. So once I found that out, I thought, you know what? This guy, it just, no wonder this film feels like such a made-to-order hack job. It just feels like it was just commissioned out of nowhere, and he just came up with some kind of garbage to fit the title. So there you go. So
some garbage is delicious.
Well, there you
Doritos. Hello. Yes. Garbage isn't
all bad. I am astounded that you have anything but contempt for this movie. I'm astounded.
So you're saying this is an awful date.
I'm saying this is a terrible forehead slapping date.
Whereas I say, you know what? If I was a junior in high school and that special someone from, I don't know, the art class asked me out and said, hey, this weekend, do you want to see Man on a Ledge? I'd be like, oh, this is going to be the best date ever. Yeah, I'll totally go with you. Yeah, I'm going on this date.
And then you'd make a movie about it called The Best Date Ever.
And it would be about...
We could go on, Kristen.
We could go on.
We could go on.
And on and on. Literally.